Hello and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Liahona and the New Friends. I am so pleased and very excited to be gathered here with you today in this, I'm going to call it divine sacred gathering, as friends. The energy of friends is huge, and we may not know one another. It doesn't matter. We're all on a collective journey, individually together. And this whole show is about coming together in unity, in love, in happiness, and receiving all the divine insights that there are for us. I'm going to quote my favorite birthday card that I got this year from a dear friend. It says, "Friendship is a very comforting thing to have." The inside it says, "And so is cake." And I just wanted to share that. That's fun. So, hello and welcome. Oh, take a deep breath. This is an amazing time to be in the physical body. There is a lot to talk about and a lot to share. And yet what comes to my mind may not be at all what comes through. For I am wearing the hat of the Liahona, which is one of my roles as a compass, the way shower, the guide. And I'm here following the divine guidance to point you to insights, to messages through the new friends and all that is. The purpose is to bring forward pure divine source energies to be comforting, nurturing, smoothing out the edges with timely messages that make a difference. And so let's jump in. Wow. Welcome to August. Have you noticed an enormous shift in the energy? Holy cow, yesterday was enormous. And we all notice things how we notice, so it can be very different, of course, for each one of us. But the first day of August came in with a roar. The energy was huge with solar winds, an opening of portals of energy, new waves of light coming forward, and it left many feeling unbelievably tired, really wiped out, just having to rest, having to really be focused and grounded. Whatever you experience, it's all good, and just know it's not an accident. Nothing's wrong with you. There's a lot going on with you, and it's really purpose-filled. We received a massive download of light codes. We really are changing. Our body is being shifted according to this evolutionary shift we're on. And it really is for our highest good. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to smooth out the edges and then take any questions you may have. So I want to just extend a warm hello to those of you who have called in and those of you that are on the web. And yes, if you have questions, please raise your hand. We'll go ahead and into the energy portion of the message and the messages and then take questions a little bit later on. So hang in there. I will get to you. And if you're on the web, feel free to pop a question in the chat. I'll be going back and forth. So again, I'm particularly happy to be here. That's just the energy I'm feeling in. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on, what's available. We've entered this enormous month that's, well, I don't know if it's possible to not hear the talk about the eclipses from all angles, both from the scientific standpoint, the history-making one that's going across the U.S. like never before, and the energetic standpoint. But eclipses are game changers. Absolutely instantaneous change can take place. We've also got the Lion's Gate. So there's a whole lot going on. And there's a lot of great info on the web about that. My role is really to be here to help you kind of smooth out the edges and know, how do you experience this? How do you want to experience? And to be okay with where you're at. Let's take a deep breath. I'm feeling guided to talk about realities at first. So I've been here for a couple of weeks. I love the freedom of coming and going, but I do really want the consistency of being able to join with you every Wednesday if possible. And you know what? Life has been pretty unique this summer. And I've had the opportunity to learn some interesting things in all the hats I wear. I am Aliahona. As I mentioned, the way shower, the guide. I have my spiritual practice where I assist people one-on-one with messages, with energy work, and with classes. And I'm also a wife, a mother, a grandmother. And so there's a lot on the calendar for all of us. And then there's things that pop up on the calendar that were not expected. And that's happened a lot to me. And the friends are sharing, and they're sharing, we're sharing these stories really only for the purpose of, well, assisting you and knowing you're not alone. And also, my role is really how to navigate through this. So I'm checking in to messages on the chat. Thank you, Dove for Peace. I love your name. Thank you. And you're saying my patience is being tried with people. I hear you there. I've been feeling that I no longer want to be fake. I just want to be honest with myself. I love you for saying that. Thank you. You're right. That's a big part of all that's happening for us now. It's for those of us that have been hiders, that have been afraid to show our light, for those of us that have been trampled on, whatever the reason is, the patience is thin because it is not comfortable anymore. I'm saying that very emphatically, to dim our light, to not be who we are. And it can be very trying to be around people. Hang in there, Dove for Peace. Hang in there, sweet one. I understand. Hang in there. So listen, it's about letting others be where they're at. Sometimes we need to walk away. And when you live in a family like I do, and we're all at different places, and we want them to get it, they may not. My son's 14. He starts high school next week. He's the baby. Holy cow, right? So he's been commenting that his jaw is tight. He's clenching his jaw, and he woke up today and said, "Did you hear that?" He kind of popped his jaw. Well, I'm thinking, of course, I go into the mom hat of, oh gosh, that's not good. And I'm saying to myself now, stop. Just sending another hang in there message. So what did I do? I went into the fix it mode, right? And said, you know, there's a couple essential oils here. You've got some emotion in there. And I'm saying this now in the moment, realizing this, not so much during. You know, it might be a great idea to use some oils. And I start pointing to the oils, and he's just like, whatever, I've done this forever. I said, so you want to just keep doing that then? He's just, whatever. Okay. So I left it alone. Yeah, part of me is kind of bummed, but the other part is there's nothing for me to fix. It's his experience. The oils are right there. He knows how to muscle test. He knows how to ask. You know? Okay, moving back, moving away. So that's just a really small example of the different roles we can play. And it's time to not be in the fix-it role. It's time to be in our divine alignment, aligned with our sacred hearts, with the truth of who we are. Deep breath. And yeah, I hear you. Dove for Peace says, it's time to walk away from some people. It doesn't work. And I hope it's okay that I'm sharing this on for everyone. I've been everyone's friend, mother, etc. Yeah. Uh-huh. Especially as women. We have been, well, the whole conversation is changing direction. I love that. Because this is what it's all about. This is us showing up in the divine moment. There's no script. I'm just here. And I'm here being real and genuine. And as women, my friends, and this is for men too, the times are changing. I want to tell you with all the certainty of I am, because I sat in the room where we did this body of work in the month of May, and we anchored in with the assistance of Mary Magdalene, Yeshua, and a whole host of masters, archangels, and beings of light. We brought the divine feminine energies back in its fullness anchored into the core of the earth, with the assistance of the elementals, with the assistance of those of us there in physical bodies holding that and extended it to all humanity. Why? Because it's time for the divine feminine once again to reign and be in its perfected balance with the divine masculine. And we are stepping up to do that. We're stepping up to be the creators we are. It's the feminine that creates. And yes, it's okay to say no. All right, so take a deep breath, everybody. We're not here to fix anyone. We're here to love ourselves and to be the love that we are and to allow everyone to be exactly where they're at on their journey. And I know that that can be so trying and so hard because I'm living that. You know what? I wasn't here last week. I wasn't here the week before. I had reasons, I told myself, to not come. I had reasons to not show up. I had reasons to not feel quite in my alignment. And you know what? It's bull. Oh, it's true. But the reality is, I thought I had to be perfect. I thought I had to be showing up with all the answers and in the perfect way. I'm not going to do that anymore. I did have reasons. I had my 7-year-old grandson here for a week. And the biggest reason of me navigating what I was navigating and not feeling like I could share a message was I was processing a lot. So hear me from my experience when I tell you that everything is fine and everyone is okay and still walking on the earth. But the weekend before that, my daughter called me. She was in the ambulance with my 3-year-old grandson, the little brother of the bigger boy that's here. He's autistic. Big experiences there. They're on the way to the hospital because he had a near drowning in their pool. He spent 2 days in the ICU, and he is completely fine. I'm not even sure if he's holding any trauma of the experience. And my daughter is navigating it extremely well after she is willing to release a lot of blame and guilt. So I felt like I couldn't show up with an inspired message, even though I was doing really well. And even though I could have found something to say, and I can't believe all this is coming forward now, I didn't feel like I could say something uplifting, so I said no. I'm not sure I'll do that anymore. Because my biggest challenge in coming forward on my path is to stop stinking hiding, to let my light shine, to not be whatever the old stories were, and to just show up. Thank you, Doug, for peace and validating that we had to show up perfectly. So these are my biggest lessons. And thanks for letting me share that about my grandson. That's pretty huge. That's pretty huge. And I want to talk about navigating that. So I'm in the car when she calls me. And she didn't want the 7-year-old to know, of course, because we're an hour from them and he can't go to the hospital. It wasn't going to work. So we just had to, you know, keep it quiet. And I went down a few hours later when we learned that they transferred this little guy by ambulance from one hospital to another hospital to be in the intensive care unit. And I couldn't really get a clear picture from my daughter what was up, and that's because she wasn't getting one either. We just knew that there was 48 hours. And I knew this little guy might decide I'm done. At 3 years old, I knew in my heart he could say, this is my checkout. But I also didn't think he was going to do that. I had a feeling he was going to stick around, so I just allowed myself, with the help of my daughter-in-law who went with me to the hospital so my husband could stay home with the little guy and the older guy, and Rescue Remedy, my friend, Bach Flower Rescue Remedy, to put my armor on because I knew I was going into a situation to see my daughter who was in shock over it all but handled it well, and what was my grandson's condition going to be. There was no doing it perfect, but I knew what I wanted. I wanted to be a presence of calm. I wanted to be love, and I wanted to be support. And I'm really pleased to tell you, it worked. I did that. And I'm also here to tell you, I'm in a physical body. I'm not some winged angel that just isn't in a body, didn't feel things. And when I got home, my body really felt the tension. It felt the stress. And so it was also time to make certain I was releasing fears, traumas, things that weren't mine, and take care of myself. That's how I walked through that, with immense gratitude that this little guy, who I knew really didn't feel well in the hospital because he lay there with forced oxygen tubes going up his nose, just not moving, but he still engaged with me. And I had a really great conversation with him that night. He's teaching his family a lot. And I wanted to say, can you do it maybe not so dramatically in another time? But that's another story. I know is going to share any of that with you today. So let's together say, there's no more push on ourselves to think we have to be perfect. Imperfect sucks. There is no more self-judgment. We're walking the path how we walk it. And if we make a choice that we think, this is not how I wanted to do it, and I'm not liking this, it's not comfortable, then we're going to use a really huge word. You ready? We're going to say, oops. Yeah, oops. This isn't how I want to do it. And we're going to choose again. In fact, I'm remembering that's what I did on Sunday. So this was happening on the Saturday night. I got home from the hospital about 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock, before I really could settle and go to sleep. And I didn't know for sure if I'd go back and visit the next day, but my daughter indicated she really needed me. And I went down amidst a lot of things that were going on at home. None of that really matters. But the point is, I'm driving. I've only been in the car a few minutes, and I realize, wow, I'm in an old pattern. I'm in an old pattern feeling I've got a lot of people pulling on me. My husband's kind of saying, hey, can you be home by such and such? Because we had dinner plans that were with my son. We chose to keep because the little guy could play with the other little guy, and it was going to be a great distraction. Plus, it was dinner, and it was family, and that felt right. And I realized I was being pushed on, be here at that time, be here at that time, and I was tired. And I said, hold on. And I called my husband back and said, you know something? I'm realizing I'm doing things in an old pattern that's not serving me, so I'm going to take a breath, and this is what I'm seeing. I'm going down to the hospital, check it out, and you know what? I'm going to stay for however long I feel like staying. And if I'm late, go ahead without me. It's all perfect. I'm taking the pressure off me and all of the attachments off me of what other people expect, because that feels like what I need to do today. And everything flowed perfect. He was like, okay. And he texted me an hour later and said, you know, I called Ian and I moved the time for the dinner back an hour later to give you more time. Okay, cool. Everything worked out. And I came home and I said, I have got to close my eyes. And I did. That was me stepping up, voicing what I needed. And everything still happened the way the others felt that they needed it to happen too. All right, take a deep breath. What a journey, right? So in the midst of this, what else is going on? Huge things. Right now, the energy is so big, I'm actually sweating profusely. I know you wanted to hear that. So, as the Liahona, what is there for us to know? First of all, please know you're strong. I'm going to use some really big energy words to smooth out the edges as we go into this energy portion. So just be with me here right now. If you can tune everything else out, if you're not multitasking, great. If you can't, that's okay. But be in this present moment. Just take a deep breath. Go ahead and put your hand on your heart. This is your sacred, safe place. Allow yourself to be right there. One of the big words we're going to use right now from Mastering Alchemy was an enormous and still is integral part of my path to coming home to my sacred heart. In level one, we experience 7 living words. The first one I want to share with you is senior. Now, don't Google it. It's not about being old. It's about being in your seniority. This is me. This is my body. I'm in my seniority. I want you to breathe yourself into the center of your head. Your spirit knows right where to go. And be in your seniority. That's your command center. And just by going there, others who have taken up space, who had a better idea of how you should live your life, when you step into being senior, they drop away. And take a breath and feel the vibration and the frequency of this word, senior. This is me. I am that I am. I'm showing up for me. The next word is capable. Oh, you are so much more capable than you even give yourself credit for, and that's okay because that's changing right now because I'm inviting you to decide to feel capable. You're in a paradox. What was true 5 minutes ago? No longer true right now, right here. You are a senior and capable. Allow the beings of light that are circled with us right here to extend that energy to you, that it may expand, that you may own it. Even if you just feel a tiny fragment of it right now, know that at your heart's heart, you are these things. Please know that whatever your journey's been, whatever pain, whatever trauma, those experiences taught you, but they are not defining you. You, in this moment, can step into a deeper measure of your seniority and being capable as the divine being, as the spark of the Creator, as the big soul that you are, having a spiritual experience in this physical body. Take a breath. Yesterday, August 1st, was also a really special day, not just because it was the beginning of August, ushering in huge energies. It was my wedding anniversary. Way cool. Celebrated over the weekend. And don't we all want a friend to celebrate with? And how grateful I am to have this man as my rock. He is my shoulder to lean on, my comfort. And while life has not exactly handed us some simple things to endure together, but we have 37 years we've been married. Holy cow. The calendar says I must be kind of old. I don't think so. Just laugh with me in that. So join with me in that feeling of celebration, celebrating life, celebrating sacred union, celebrating your sacred union with you, with the soul that you are. And this day ushered in enormous solar winds, new codes of light, and it brought a shake-up. It brought emotions to the surface. They are not coming up because there's something wrong with you. They're coming up to leave. They're fragments of the old stories of the journey that are not a part of who you are any longer. And let's just allow for a moment to sit in quiet and let these waves of light flow from the ethers, from the universe, from the crystalline grid above, merging with our higher chakras, flowing down that column of light, and flows all the way through the core of us. And see that column, it's about 4 to 6 inches depending. Flows all the way to the core of the earth. Just allow these codes of light to flow through you. Know it's purpose-filled. And intentionally cast anything not serving you into this light to be neutralized and let go. Yeah, sure, yeah, I am that I am. Senior, capable. And let's add certain. Just allow these lights to flow for a few moments, and we're calling in the indigo coating just to smooth the edges of our energy field out. Also to assist in neutralizing and blazing through the slower, denser energies and allow them to be dissolved away. Senior, feel the vibration. I am that I am. I am the light I am. Capable. Notice how that feels in the physical body. I just want to sit up a little straighter. Yeah, I'm capable. I got this. And certain. Feel the vibration of being certain. Being certain in this moment doesn't mean you have to know every answer. Just feel this vibration. Allow the magnetics of the universal laws to draw more to you. And how will you operate what's available to walk your path being senior, capable, and certain? Now, let's create for a moment. See a triangle, that sacred geometry. We're going to add these living words to the triangle on the very first line at the bottom. See that living word, senior, creating a stability for you, being senior. And now on the line of the triangle going up to the left side or right, you choose, add that living word, capable. And on the last line, add the word certain. You now have a sacred geometry that holds the vibration of three living words that together build a strength, build a container, add a power. And I invite you to bring this triangle to your foundation at your root chakra, that you may stand, literally breathe it right into that first chakra and let's set it to spin. You didn't know you could do these things? Powerful creator that you are, you're doing it. Just allow. And that first chakra, your base chakra, your foundation, see yourself being senior, capable, and certain. Take a deep breath. We ask these color codes and rays of creation to dissolve anything that is not in alignment with this powerful intended creation to dissolve away. And bring in the applications of these living words that you may stand in the foundation of senior, capable, and certain. And these light codes continue to flow. Allow them just to bathe through you, neutralizing what's not serving you. You know, things are falling away so quickly today. I had that reference for today was like a breath of fresh air. It felt so good. Not that yesterday was bad, but it was just intense, heavy, dense energy. I had to stop many times through the day and just be. Today is that lightness. It's a feeling where there's no words. That, my friends, is what I call the new reference point. When you don't know how to describe it, the old ways have been so stripped away, the newness feels almost like a blank. Only that blank is filled with amazing possibilities. Let's hear what the new friends have to tell us. They've been guiding and directing every moment of this time together. Let's invite them to merge more fully with me, Aliyahona, and see what they'd like us to know at this time. So hold your energies in receiving and in these sacred geometries and these color codes as we ask, what is available for us to know in this eclipse season? Give me just a moment. I merge with them in a different way than channeling per se. It's seeing blocks of energy and feeling them, well, in a unique way. And let's see how they present today. Oh, they're funny. We want to say the word to you, ahoy, which is making the Liahona laugh and almost cringe at the same time. But we want to use that word ahoy as if to represent you're on a ship. For in truth, don't you feel like you're on a ship? Some days the navigation, the compass is spinning completely with as if it's, there's no direction. It's spinning out of control and your storms have taken over and you feel lost. You feel despair. You feel hopeless. But we say to yourself now, ahoy, grab a hold of the rudder, my friends. Take control. Take your seniority back and know you have choice. Know you have freedom. And know that much is available for you right now and much is happening in the way of change. And you're not alone. You're not alone. You are surrounded by a support of archangels, ascended masters, and us from on high, as you would refer to it, the Council of Light, those beings that come to you today in the relationship of the friends. We're coming through Sirius. We're coming as a group of beings, of angelics that have never before merged with this Liahona for the purpose of sharing with you a message of hope. We're not so much choosing to talk about what's ahead, except for a minute period of time to talk about the eclipses. It is true, they are assisting in multitudes of ways, and what we would like to engage with you to know is this. This is time to be purpose-filled with what you would like to create, no longer haphazardly, if you will, not even navigating the rudder of your own ship, but to purposely take a hold, to get clear. You may choose to get clear on one thing or every single aspect of your life, but we say to you, be careful. I don't like to use that phrase, but this is what we're minding you to be careful of. You see, your ego mind, the ego was designed to assist you in your well-being. It is housed in the first chakra. And if you have listened and participated, you've just anchored in some very important, powerful, and sacred tools to assist you to be in your seniority. But in previous ways, the ego sometimes directed you off course. It was not in the alignment of well-being, which is what the first chakra was originally intended and created to be in. But it was altered at the fall of consciousness and became about your survival. Hence, the ego can sometimes bring up fears, thinking you're about to do something or make a choice that was not in alignment with your safety. Now, this may or may not make sense at the moment, and know that is okay. But the ego, we say to you, to give it the role to assist you, a new hat, so to speak, with your well-being. That when the caution is to when you're making very big decisions, to ask, is this alignment for my well-being overall? Is the ego operating out of a fear, out of a misalignment? Now allow that to sink in and make sense. This is particularly important if you're making very big changes. So we suggest to you the way to navigate most comfortably through this is to be within your heart, to connect with your guides, to not go this alone, for you never are alone, but often you choose to operate as if you were. But to take the moments of quiet, to go within your heart. If you'd like the visual, even see yourself on your ship, navigating purposely with your compass aligned at your true north. The power of intention is very important. Make the decisions from the heart. They may not be easy ones, but you'll know in your heart what is for your highest good, even if it's a challenging and difficult decision. These eclipses, as has been said, bring forward enormous change, timeline changes, where you will, in leaps and bounds, be in a completely different place one moment to the next. And we say particularly to you at this time, dear one who's for peace in the most symbolic way, the message of the dove. Follow the guidance that has been shared so far to be within the heart. You do already know those changes that are to be made. Do not make them in haste. Do not make them out of fear. Make them out of certainty. Make them with seniority and with feeling of knowing you're capable. When you're in your heart, aligned with the truth of who you are, be open to receiving the divine synchronicities of people, places, and things that will assist you to navigate most directly on your path. Begin by knowing what you would like to experience. And we say this to you, beloved, to be of peace within, to go back to the core of who you know you are and operate from that place. Just be in a moment of quiet, allowing the color codes and rays that are coming through us as the new friends, particularly from the Syrian Council. It may be home to many of you. Allow us to bring these new color codes to you, colors that you won't see with your physical eyes, but they're very in alignment with the truth of who you are and assisting you at this time on your path. The most harmonious message of all of us called the new friends is one of joy, is one of happiness, is one to remind you humans that you are great spiritual beings to be happy. For we have noticed happy is not something that you have chosen very often to experience. And we say to you, precious ones, it is a choice. Happy is available. It is something you can be. It is something that you can own. It is something that you can experience in all ways. Take a deep breath. Happiness is not about I will be happy when this happens or that arrives or I am experiencing this. Happy is something to anchor in now. Take whatever issue you feel or problem you feel you have. create an orb and put it all in that orb and put it right over here, saying, I have that going on, but I am senior, certain, and capable. I'm going to take a pause for a moment and ask if anyone has any direct questions, a little specific, yet not about fortune telling, but something about guidance, not an overall type message, but something specific. Please feel free to raise your hand on the phone. Everyone's a little quiet today, and that's fine, or type in on the chat. And let me just, while I wait to see if something comes through, just kind of tune in a little bit more. I'm really hearing about the stripping away of the idea that we have to be perfect. One of the other very powerful messages and experiences I had was realizing that when we go through things, aches, pains, things come into the body, how powerful to realize something's coming up to leave. When I had a kidney stone in the spring, which was very new and profound experience, I knew that that was coming up to leave my body, that the density was leaving and all of the emotions with it, and it was an opportunity to add all of the emotion to that stone as it dissolved away, but not put the judgment on myself of, I've done something wrong to make this happen. All right, take a deep breath. So let's take off that hat of self-judgment, self-criticism, and that thought of being, having to be perfect to show up, and all that we talked about before. All righty, so a question on the web. Excellent question. How do I balance my divine feminine? I love that question. That's big. Number one thing I'm going to say, believe it or not, decide. We honestly hold a balance of both feminine and masculine, and we really kind of wear both hats simultaneously and separately. Both masculine and feminine are powerful. Both of those words hold, or both of those balances, feminine and masculine are the same. But let's play here for a minute, okay? The masculine energy, and we can do a little more balancing right now by drawing down from the core of the earth is where that, from the crystalline grid that connects with all that is where we draw that masculine energy, the divine masculine from prime creator, which of course is a blend of feminine and masculine. We draw that from above. It flows down that column of light to the core of the earth. And from the core of, let me just add to that. The truth is, there's an entire tube torus. Go ahead and look that up. Think of us being in a donut, and you're the center. That's not there, because you're the center of the donut. Very technical, profound word, right? Okay, so that masculine light's coming down from above, going all the way through the center of our bodies, comes out the bottom of our feet. Well, it comes out the column of lights at the bottom of our feet. And it kind of, I'm going to use the term mushrooms. Think of a mushroom cap, how it spreads. It spreads around our body from below, comes back above, and merges again at the top for one continuous flow of light. Okay? Just let that be okay if you don't see it. Now the feminine energy, which remember I said we anchored that in too at the core of the earth in March, which has always been there, but we anchored the divine fullness. So we draw that feminine up from below, merges with that column of light, comes all the way up, blending with the masculine energies, like swirling and flowing. That feminine energy is coming up. We're doing like a mastering alchemy level one class right here in 2 minutes. And it fountains from above the top of our eighth chakra, so to speak, like an umbrella, encircling our entire body, going down to the core, beneath our feet and merging up again for one continuous flow. So we've got the energy coming from above and around, from below and around, merging together for one simultaneous spin. And now that you know it's there, you can play with it, amp it up, but it's intended to be in divine balance. So intend for that now. The masculine energy is about creating the container. It's about lines and angles. It's the surety. It's the, we can do this. And the feminine energy is swirls and curls and softness and creative flow. It's the woman that says, you know something? I would really like to paint that wall green. And the masculine goes, we can do that. I got it. Now that's in a perfect world, and that's in that divine balance container. In the security of the container, the feminine has the freedom to create, and they blend together to make the creation come to be. Now, there's not a lot of great words to explain all that other than those action steps, because it's for you to merge into. And in that balanced state, it's like allowing yourself to, in some ways, be more of the divine masculine. To be maybe more firm, more powerful, but not with a sword, powerful just in your stance, in your seniority. And maybe equally as powerful in divine feminine, with a softness to the power. See if you can feel that right now. Feel the feeling of powerful from the divine masculine. And powerful from the divine feminine. They feel different and not necessary to even have words. But it's allowing yourself to be both. The freedom to be who you are. Hope that helps. All right, let's take a breath. Thank you, Devote Dove, for peace. I love it too. It is my passion. And I'm so grateful for all the shifts and all the changes that when I woke up today, I went, I'm doing this. I'm showing up. It wasn't a question. It was a kind of a thrust forward. It was a, my Liahona hat is on and it feels amazing and I'm loving it. And I'm loving this time. So what do you want to do? What do you want to create? Because this is not a haphazard time. As the friends pointed us to, this is a time to really be purposeful, to go into your heart. How many of us, especially women, haven't known what we wanted? We have looked for everything outside of ourselves. We've looked for happy. We've looked to others to define our relationships. We've looked for others to make us be happy, especially in our relationships. We have looked to the other person for comfort, for joy, for hello. Take a breath. We are responsible, not with the old 3D. We are responsible for our own happiness, to be on our own path, to be the individuals we are still in wonderful relationships. In the relationship to say, I like me when I'm with you. Yeah. And I love you. And I love me when I'm with you. You help me. No, not even that. Hold on. I am most comfortable being me in that freedom. And I can share that feeling of being me with you. That's really the higher vibration of being in relationships. It's feeling the joy that each other are on your path, wherever you're at. Assisting when asked, but not being a fixer. Yeah, I know. Just take a breath. So I invite you, between now and the eclipse, which is Monday the 7th, to get clear, to go within your heart. Take some time for you. Give yourself permission. Whatever happened back there is back there. Leave it back there. Be in this present moment and say, It's time. It's your time. What makes your heart sing? Maybe it's something that you've wanted to do for a long time. Maybe, like me, you've gotten that spiritual nudge from the friends and others to be out there more. And out there doesn't mean you're screaming at people. It doesn't mean you're shouting it from the rooftops. It's still about the energy of discernment. It's still knowing when to open your mouth and when just to stand in your energy of seniority, being quiet and allowing others to choose. And you know that as we hold the energy of senior, certain, capable in whatever vibration we're holding, like a ripple effect of that little pebble going into the pond, those energy waves are extended from you. This balance of feminine masculine that we just anchored in and talked about is extending from you, creating choice for others. Just like I am not about convincing you of anything, I'm just holding my light, sharing my experiences in a pretty raw way, creating choice for you. Not convincing you of anything. I'm just saying, hey, you know what? I tried this and it was really awesome, and I tried that and it wasn't so good. But I'm holding my energy of senior, certain, capable. In my I am presence, in the surety of the Liahona that I am, is the channel and divine God, way shower, compass saying, hey, I'm pointing you to some pretty cool things. And those are the words that speak the energy of it, but the vibration says, here's a vibration, and your soul spirit grabs a hold and says, yeah, let's choose this because it feels good. All those amazing unconscious things that take place without words. Take a deep breath. I'm the one that reaches out my hand and says, hey, join me. Be my friend. Let me show you what it's like having some amazing experiences. And I am in the midst of amazing changes right now. If you'd like to know more about me, please go to my website, sacredjourneymentor.com. I'd love for you to nudge. Answer the nudge if you feel one from your guides and connect with me. I've got lots of offerings. I offer a free 15-minute conversation. Don't hesitate to reach out. You can find me on Facebook at Everyday Alchemist, Everyday Tools for Ascension. I'd love to connect with you because that's what it's all about, making these amazing connections and being the friend that we all long for. So again, Pam Rennie, I have both websites, pamrennie.com or Sacred Journey Mentor is how you find me, other than on the airwaves. And I'm going to say I'm really grateful for sharing this experience with you today, for feeling stronger, for feeling more sure because I said yes. I didn't know what I was saying yes to. My thoughts went into a completely different direction, even though they were divine thoughts. But when we connect together, your energy changed the direction of where we went because your soul had a longing, it had a calling, it had questions. How fun is that? So take a deep breath. I hope you feel uplifted, inspired. Most of all, I hope you feel capable. I hope you feel a little stronger in, I got this, because I know you do. So let's navigate these waters with certainty. Even when we have the moments that we don't feel sure, we can pause and take a breath, realign our compass, take a moment within our sacred heart, and just call on our higher self, call on the friends, call on our guides to say, help me out here. The waters are a little rocky. And know that the next moment, they'll smooth out. Whew. We moved a lot of energy today, friends. So, ground. On my website, Sacred Journey Mentor, under the tab Free Gifts, you will find grounding cord and rose tool. take a listen. Those tools are for you, and they are amazing, and they will help you navigate this shift in profound ways. And I think we've come to a completion. So be good to yourself. Be authentic in the most gentle way. And thank you for inviting me to show up, for inviting me to play bigger. That's been my nudge, to play bigger. And we are safe to do that. Let us close, those of us from Syria, by a reminder. The angelic team that we are, the Council of Light through Sirius, want you to know these are different times, that those fears that you still hold in your place from the experiences of past lives, whether they were Atlantean or Lemurian or wherever they were from, beloveds, they're over. This is a new generational time frame, and you may let go of all those experiences that have held you captive and held fears in place. And we say to you, dissolve them now. This is a new generation of experiences. And those experiences are no longer following you. Beloveds be, we are grateful to have been merged with you during this sacred time and invite you to call upon us to balance and smooth things out with the light codes and frequencies that we are bathing your planet and all of humanity in. And you now know this, and you may call upon us. And it is so. And a deep breath, everybody. Thank you for sharing this time. I'm going to take some quiet when we are complete and just sit and be and ground all of this through and invite you to do the same. So until we meet again, I am the Liahona, and you may find me at sacredjourneymentor.com or Everyday Alchemist on Facebook, and I would love to hear from you, and I'm so grateful for all that you brought to our time together. And it is so. Called this version of Universal Energy Radio's Liahona and the New Friends, complete with much love and many blessings. Bye for now. All right.